The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Ren Lake Area Tourism at RenLake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I'm so thankful that you're following me. Like it said at the beginning of the show. And once again, Chauncey's Great Outdoors has been on ESPN Radio for 25 years. 25 years. Can you imagine that? I can't, but it's been fun. It only feels like it's been 2 years. So I cannot complain one bit. It's been a great time. And I've met some great people, enjoyed some great times in the outdoors, and had just too much fun, okay? But that's all right. Thank you. And you were part of that fun. Remember that. And I want to thank all the listeners and the sponsors who've helped us keep this show going for 25 years. You know, on today's show, we're going to have our good buddy Captain Tony giving us a quick report of Lake Michigan, sitting on the dock. And we went out with him this week, so I bet you that's going to be part of his report. And he will talk about it. And he'll bring up something that... Yeah, I'm sure he'll talk about it, okay? But we caught a lot of fish, got our limit, and we had a great time. Tim Mondel will make an appearance, middle of the month one, today to remind us about a great family fishing and outdoor event going on at Bussy Lake. And it's all free except for the food trucks that they're going to have there. You got to buy that, obviously. But all the activities that the Forest Preserve is doing from fishing and other things, that we're going to hear from him, and it sounds like a lot of fun. Then our very good friend, Kaya Ziga. She's a young female pro staffer for us, and she's also going into college and fishing for a college team in Southwest Michigan. I'm very excited for her. She had a partner on the boat, but they weren't a team, okay? And it was an individual tournament, but she was out on Heideke Lake a couple weeks ago and spanked those bass. Whack, whack, whack. Oh, she spanked them bass. And I'm pretty sure we'll hear all about that, okay? And, I mean, there is a whole lot of stuff going on. I don't like it when it's really hot, but I could use some warmer weather. I'm getting a little... I think we're going to start picking fall mushrooms here pretty quick if we don't, things don't get better. But, you know, I know. We'll change. Hey, it's not just Illinois, but it's Illinois, Michigan, I know Indiana and Wisconsin. They're all very concerned about this, what's called a red swamp crayfish that is a resident down in Louisiana. And they're prohibited in Illinois. If you have a crawfish boil, yes, that, you know, you get a 50-pound bag of them. A lot of, they either should be steamed or frozen, not live, because they'll get out, and or somebody will say, oh, let's throw some in the pond. Don't do that. Don't. These crayfish are really nasty, and really, I'm not kidding you, they burrow into the sides of banks. If you got an earth dam or anything like that, they can you know, weak in that dam. It's really, these guys are unbelievable. They also compete and destroy vegetation and compete with other, you know, species, eat a lot of, you know, smaller fish and crayfish, and not crayfish, but the eggs in the spawning beds. These guys are brutal. So please, please, please do not use the red crawfish. You got to, you know, the only thing good about a red crawfish is a dead crawfish. Remember that. A red swamp crawfish. Please, please, please don't use them. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Northern Wisconsin, they've been getting hit pretty hard with all of this smoke. We've even had it here in the Chicagoland area and across the East Coast. That was in, a couple weeks ago when New York turned orange. That was freaky. I wasn't in New York. But I was in Maryland, and it was looking kind of freaky out there. So you got to be careful with the smoke that comes down. That's a lot of pollutants and microscopic things in the air. And if you have a health problem, stay inside. Please do the right thing, and you'll be better off. Madison, Wisconsin. This is a report from Wisconsin, but it really applies to all the areas, the safety part of it. But in Wisconsin this year, there have been 11 fatalities. 11 people have died from ATV, UTV crashes. And most of these people were not wearing a seatbelt or a helmet. In the UTVs where you're sitting side by side, they didn't have their seatbelts on. The ATVs, they weren't using a helmet. And even the UTVs, people weren't wearing a helmet. Anytime you're out there like this, you need to have a helmet on. It's very, very important. 11 fatalities just in Wisconsin. And like they said, many of these could have been, prevented. Also, ride sober. Alcohol is a top contributor factor to fatal and non-fatal crashes on these ATV, UTVs. Riding at a speed that allows you to be aware. Oh, I got a big straightaway. I'm going to rip down the road. And a deer or a person or another ATV shows up, and boom, you have an accident. Wearing your helmet, seatbelt, and protective clothing, please. This is important to do. And always, always be careful when you're riding an ATV on pavement, because they're not designed to do that, all right? So please be careful. And if you have one of these, take one of the ATV, UTV safety courses available on many of the states around the country. It's going to be a very, very good thing to do, and make sure you're doing the right thing. Okay, now let's hear from the guy I spent the day with, Captain Tony.
Oh, how you doing, John? Hey, it's a good day out here.
Oh, God, it's yes. We had so much fun out on Lake Michigan. We took our limit of fish for, you know, two people, and Tony, you are so, so good. You are so good.
The fish are just so hungry, that's all. Remember, if the fish are hungry, they're biting, we're catching. Mm-hmm. If they're not hungry, like any other species in the world, you know, you can throw everything in front of them, and they're not going to bite. But mm-hmm. as long as you can find active fish and you know where to go, then you're catching fish.
Exactly, exactly. And it was a great time and stuff like that. But, you know, we were out there after a couple of days of rough weather, you know, rough seas out there on Lake Michigan. Things leveled down a little bit. You went out there. You found them again. Got our limit. We got a little bit of wind going on after, you know, midweek again. But, this weekend it looks beautiful.
Yeah, it's going to be another fantastic weekend here. It might be a little bumpy, but you know, anyone that's listening, they're going out on Lake Michigan and they're not sure, go buy some Bonine or some Dramamine, take a hit the night before, mm-hmm. you know, after dinner, then, you know, before you get in your car to come down to charter fish, pop another hit. You should be good, you know. Don't do more than two, though.
Yeah, and don't have a huge breakfast before you go out.
Right. Yeah, well, you can eat, but, you know. Yeah. Yeah. You know, it affects everyone. Seasickness affects everyone a little different, you know.
It does.
It's always good to be prepared, you know. And, again, this could be a great weekend. And like you were saying, you know, I'm on to fish, but I fish 7 days a week. I have mm-hmm. an idea where they might go and keep fishing my super secret spots, and we catch fish.
Yeah, that's right. The other thing, Tony, it was interesting because I mentioned to you about, you know, there were a couple of bugs flying around. And you say, oh, yeah, I know, and how that the bugs are on the surface, and some, like cohos and steelhead, like to eat them. So you even though we're in deep water, and you were concentrating in the, you know, 15
20 feet down.
Right, right. I still run a few yellow birds. There are, oh, we call them bug eaters because those cohos like to skim just under the surface. A lot of flies, a lot of larvae out there. Stretch back yellow bird, a couple of them, and then you run a 6-color or a 7-color lead core, an 8-color, a 10-color. You can even throw a 150 copper or 250 copper out there, get a little deeper, and then regulate your dipsies, and then use your riggers where you're seeing the bait and the thermal clients.
Yeah, and we caught coho and some nice coho shoulder pads. We also caught a laker. I think that was it. Look, coho and laker.
Well, we won't tell. Should we tell them what you lost?
Tony, please. If I say it, people won't believe it, but Tony's going to tell you what I lost.
Right. Well, we had a, what was it? It was a 7-color going. The board was under the water, ripping line out of it. It was 70 yards back, still going underwater. Finally, Chance got it to come back at us here. Got it closer. We took the board off, started reeling in, got it within 35-40 feet from the boat, and spit that hook at you.
He flipped
it right back at you. I don't want to come in that boat.
He flipped me to Finn and said, "You too, Chance," and gone.
Looking at it, it could be anywhere between, I would say, honestly, 18 to 22 pounds. It was huge tail on it.
Oh.
Got the look at it. But, you know, being that far out on the lead core, running, stretching back and forth, weaving right and left, diving down, you know, the hooks in his jaw, that gap, you know, from him turning right and left gets so big. You know, all he had to do was kick forward like he did, spit that hook right at you.
Yeah, I know. It was fun fighting the fish, Tone. It was fun to fight the fish. And while I'm doing it, I could even hear somebody on the boat said, "I think we need a bigger boat." But, that was a chunk. It's not the first big one I've lost, and it ain't going to be the last. But you know what?
Right.
That's the fun of fishing, and especially when you get a big one on Captain Tony's.
Right, you don't know how they're hooked up. You know, hopefully they got the hook embedded. I'm good. We reel them right in, no problem. Mm-hmm. Lately, they've been falling off in the net. So, you know, it is what it is. It's fishing. You know, keep a tight line and do your best.
Oh, well, we had two fish that fell off right in the net.
Right,
yeah.
Right, we did.
Yeah, well, yeah, because I was like, "Where's the hook?" And they go, "It's just hanging in the net." And I went, "Oh, my God, I didn't know that."
And that's just because they're kicking forward at you, you know, their burst speed's so fast, you know, you try to keep up with them. And cohos, think of them as big crappies with soft mouths, you know, you don't have to over-muscle them. And it's just, you know, they do that death roll, and that's when the hook comes out, you know.
Cool. Hey, Tony, and this is what a lot of people don't realize. You know, it's getting harder to get six guys or six ladies or whatever to get, you know. But you do two-person charters. You do four-person charters. And you adjust your rate for them. And I think that is absolutely fantastic for people to have somebody who doesn't just say, "No, this is the trip." But, no, how many people you got?
Right.
I got two. This is it.
Right. Yeah, I have two or four-person, basically, weekday specials. Give the angler a break there. You know, all prices on my website, diamondghostcharters.com. Go to the rates page. Weekdays are Monday through Thursday. Of course, weekends are Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. You know, that's why I try to give people the break. You know, even with the inflation going on right now, I just keep my prices the same as last year.
Yeah, and you're very thankful for that very much for all the anglers, because a lot of guys jack their rates up pretty high. Well, Tony, once again, if somebody wants to call you, what do they call?
Call me on my cell at area code 847-366-0741. You don't get me. Just leave a message. I'll get back to you. I'm probably fishing. I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Sounds good. And the website is DiamondGhostCharters.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com. Check it out. You'll even see a picture of the Chaunce on it, I think.
Yep, you're on there. Second picture in.
And what do we all yell on Diamond Ghost? Fish on. Okay, Tony.
All right, everyone, good fishing. Be safe out there and catch some coho with the big shoulders.
All right. Talk to you next week, my friend. Bye-bye. That's Captain Tony. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation,
all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoyrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Ren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoyrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live. Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta, gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Nature is calling. No, not that way. Fishing, hunting, hiking, you know, nature. Chauncey's Great Outdoors, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7 and available on demand on the ESPN Chicago app.
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
It started out just like any other cast.
Except you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
The Dragon Mario was smoking monster bass. Please don't break my line.
The summer's coming up over my favorite little bay. Little did I know, today would be the day.
Monster bass.
Why you wanna put up such a fight?
Monster bass.
I'm gonna fry you up tonight.
Monster bass. Please don't break my life.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on this kind of a nice day out there in the great outdoors. And I just want you to, yeah, whether you're having lunch or breakfast or, you know, whenever you listen to our show, on whether it's live or on the internet stream, you know, just get out and enjoy the outdoors, even if it's in your own backyard. But on the phone with me is my good buddy, Mr. Tim Mondale, with a couple of programs that I think we need to take a quick look at to remind everybody to go out and do. Tim, what's happening out there?
Oh, yeah, it's always great to be on, Chauncey, but it's even better to promote and talk about these larger events that are going on. I think oftentimes when I'm on there, I speak quickly and talk about so much, and maybe doesn't get through enough to the way that we as sports reserves are hoping. So, yeah, when we talk about these two specifically, I certainly hope that I can answer all questions or at least convey all information.
Okay. What's the first one? The first one's today.
It is. Yeah, sure. This is it's a Bussy Lake Outdoors Day and Fishing Derby. Really, really fun for everybody. It's a big family day, but more than anything else, what it does is it celebrates Father's Day. And with the Cook County Forest Preserve, this is a weekend where you don't have to have a fishing license.
That's right, Tim. It's free fishing weekend in Illinois for Father's Day. I forgot about that. Not really.
Absolutely.
I really didn't forget, but I just want to make it sound good.
I never forget.
Yeah.
I always have this event that weekend, so it always works out well for me.
Oh, cool. So what happens at this event in Bussy Lake? I mean, you said it's a big event, and it's not just for fishing, right?
Correct. Yeah. I'm sorry cutting you off there. The idea here, of course, is just to get anybody out there. It's good for kids, good for families to be out there and celebrate Father's Day a day early. We're at Grove Number 25, which has an ADA accessible pier, which is really nice. It opens it up for everybody, regardless of any challenges you might have or disabilities. We just want you to be there, be present. With that said, not everybody's into fishing, and that's cool. I totally get it. We get it. There's things that work for some that don't work for others. So the idea of this making it an outdoors day means that you have to offer more. So our resource management team comes out. They do these things periodically in different parts of the county. They call it a tree climb. It's really, really fun because you're not allowed to climb trees in the forest preserve, so it's these rare opportunities. But what they do is they find a solid tree, they set up, and they do almost like a rappelling activity based on the weight, and they will scoot you up the tree. You hit a certain limb, hit the bell, come on down, take a couple pictures. It's a really cool chance to kind of be up there and get a different view of the preserves.
My granddaughter did that when she was 8 years old, I think. She had a great time.
Awesome. Yeah, my kid, Otis, at least did it, and Mabel, actually, because Mabel's the one that'll do it before Otis every time. Great big brother.
Yeah, well, Otis will just pull the tree out of the ground and lay it down. I mean, come on.
He will. He's built like a brick. It's fantastic. So they did it as well last year. They had a great experience. It's really a fun chance to be out there. So in addition to the tree climb, we will have the Schomburg Monarch Initiative out there. The Arlington Anglers will be out there to judge everything and talk about some of the programs that they offer, not just in Arlington Heights, but areas outside of it. Metropolitan Water Reclamation District will be there to talk about watersheds, biosoils, and a few other things that they typically discuss.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's favorite, Brookfield Zoo and the Shedd Aquarium. They're going to come out and make an appearance. I think that they're going to bring an animal based on the weather and shade and a few other factors.
Mm-hmm.
Your buddies from Fisheries, Chauncey, will be there to have what's called the touch a fish. And that's exactly what it is.
Touch
the fish. but Steve and Jim and Mike will be out there from Fisheries. Mm-hmm. So they'll have some things out there for folks. They're going to shock in the morning, grab a few different species, and then put them out there and show you some of the different fish that you can catch in the North Pool where this is held at.
Cool. That sounds cool.
And then my team, sorry, I'm going to jump in there too. My team from the conservation and experiential programming, we're going to do some nature play. We might do some dry casting so kids can get out there and practice a little bit, and some other sensory-based things for the younger kids for them to do, which would be good. It's nice. And then lastly, Friends of Cycling in Elk Grove, which is a big Forest Reserve partner of ours, will be out there to have their, quote, pit stop, where they can, if you want somebody to look at your bike real quick, make sure everything's in working order, and then talk about bike safety and trail usage, they'll be there as well.
Right. It's a pit stop to have your bike checked out, not for having a pit stop.
not that other pit.
That's right.
Exactly. Yeah, so we'll have that. And there's some food to be out there as well. Inch's Tacos, one of our preferred vendors we've used in different parts of the county. You'll be out there selling some food. There'll be some prize giveaways. It'd be really, really wonderful. It's just a great time to be out and explore. And Bussy Grove 25 is really, like I kind of mentioned before, they have this revamped ADA pier.
Yeah.
So it's a good, intimate spot in a vast, vast preserve of ours.
Yeah. Well, now, what's the other program you got coming up that you wanted to mention?
Oh, sure. So Without Limits, Adventure for All. The program, Chauncey, is it follows what is called their NCCP, or a Next Century Conservation Plan, the idea of making and creating programs and partnerships to invite everybody of all capabilities. So Without Limits is in partnership with Adaptive Adventures, whose main goal is to address any mobility issues and provide recreation opportunities for those folks, whether it's coming from a group, it's an individual, it's really creating, how do I say this, creating a sense of welcomeness for anybody who's like, oh, I'd love to be out there, but I can't because of this, or I don't have this to do this activity. Well, we've got it.
Mm.
So they actually have a rock climbing wall. Mm-hmm. It's really awesome. They've got three or four different lanes, and they can rappel you up through that way. My team and a couple of my colleagues through the zones offer archery. We have some adaptive gear that you can use for that. You can do cycling as well, or adaptive paddling. So really, Chauncey's got a few different avenues to get out there and explore the forest reserves in the way that we traditionally do, just through some adaptive gear.
Well, that's cool, dude.
Yeah, it's. I mean,
now when is that again? When's that one again?
Sure. So we have them periodically throughout the year. We've had one in the spring, a couple already in the summer, but the ones that are coming up, my team's offering this up at Bussy Lake Boat Launch on June 22nd from 10 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
With that one, we are going to do cycling, kayaking, adaptive archery, and adaptive climbing. If you go a little bit later in the summer on August 3rd at Saukwoods, they're going to offer cycling. On the September 21st, we're going to be at Bunker Hill, offer cycling and probably an art-based activity, something a little bit different to add to the area. What is really, really cool, and they've been doing this for a couple of years now, Adaptive Adventures creates a camping for all down at Camp Bullfrog in the Palos region. Really, really awesome because it's an overnighter. So it's at 3 o'clock. They can do different activities like kayaking, climbing, and paddling. Then they do the dinner prep, the night stories, the s'mores, the whole shebang that you would do in a normal camping situation. Mm-hmm. And then in the morning, they'll make breakfast, clean up the gear, and you're gone.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it follows the goals of what we are looking for from the Forest Reserves County. It's like we want, that's a district of county, but we want to embrace everybody and everything mm-hmm. and be able to provide for everyone and everything. So you really have to have some forethought looking into this and be prepared. And it starts with the partnerships like Adaptive Adventures. They've been instrumental in creating successful events like these.
Yeah. So the 17th today is the Fishing Derby Outdoor Fun Day out at Bussy Lake Grove. What was it again?
25.
25. Grove 25. It's open to everybody. It's the magic word, right? Free.
That is it.
But food, if there's a food truck there, you may have to buy food if you want to buy food.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
But I mean, all the activities and things are, and see, this is where the Forest Preserve, I'm a more mature person. I don't like to use that other word. I'm a mature person. That, you know, the Forest Preserve was just trees and thick, you know, brush, and nobody ever did anything except fish a couple of places or go picnicking. And over the last 10 years, the Forest Preserves has grown into a warm and welcoming, please come out and enjoy your backyard, the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. I mean, it's just amazing.
What we want. It's what we've been pushing for with this department specifically over the last 10 years
mm-hmm.
is how to tell us what you want. Tell us what you want to see offered, the opportunities, the growth, the development. And I know we have to tread that fine line between conservation and recreation. We're fully acknowledging that.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we find ways to make this work successfully that we can offer it year in and year out and something different? Not the same thing everywhere. This is a literal fishing derby for everybody.
Yeah.
The other ones are opportunities to recreate in ways you maybe haven't had the chance to do it before.
Yeah, which is cool. Which is cool. And yeah. I want people to get out and enjoy the outdoors. I mean, personally, when you say, you know, not everybody fishes, I'm like, what? They don't?
I know. I'm trying to get my wife to get out there a little bit more, but at least, you know, with my son catching a largemouth a couple of weeks ago,
yes, congratulations. A little,
that's enticing for her. Like, okay, well, my four-year-old son did it. I think I can do it.
That's right. Hey, if somebody wants to get more information on this, my friend, where can they go?
Sure, a couple different ways. You can go to the Forest Preserve's website at fpdcc.com, or if you want to stop by at any of these events or the nearby Nature Center, they'll have summer guides with listings through the month of August.
Sounds good to me, my friend. Once again, thanks so much for coming on, Mr. Mondel.
No, I appreciate it, buddy.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Waterworks Marine has the full line of 2023 Lund and Low boats powered by a Mercury outboard at a price you can afford, but don't wait, they're going fast. Waterworks Marine has Lund and Low fishing boats powered by a Mercury outboard at prices no other dealer across the country can match. If you want a quality pontoon boat powered by a Mercury outboard, they have that for you. Maybe you want a fiberglass fishing boat? Waterworks Marine has that Lund Fiberglass Pro V GL fiberglass fishing boat just waiting for you to take out on the water. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop by there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them, hey, Chauncey sent me.
Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held the new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa, with new features like a one-piece monocoque frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel. Add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2. So you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one.
Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you. If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. This is another super deal from Waterworks Marine. They are offering up to $5,000 rebates on select models of Lund boats and up to $4,500 on select models of Low boats. This offer is only good till June 30th. Waterworks Marine wants to get you on the water with their fun certified boats that they sell
right there at Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. When you go out there, stop and tell them Chauncey sent you. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, fish on!
You can't catch fish. You can't catch fish. You can't catch fish.
No, 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 no.
You can't catch fish.
No, 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 no,
I got a little story.
Hi, this is Ski Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Big fish contest, it's $1,000 cash for the biggest and the best, but I told them, guy, you're making a mistake. You don't stand a chance catching fish on the slate, because, hey, you can pray you want to wish. But let me tell you something, guy, you can't fish. I told you there, guy. Can't catch fish. What do you think you're doing? Can't catch fish. For Christ.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and, you know, it was nice to see a little bit of wetness coming from the sky a couple days ago, but that's okay because we got a bright and sunny day here. And on the phone with me is one of my favorite young anglers, Kaya Ziga. Kaya, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Chauncey?
Dear, a couple of weeks ago, and I've been on the road way too much, but a couple of weeks ago, you were in a tournament on Heideke?
Yes, okay. I was.
Okay, now who was that for?
ICAST,
which is the Illinois Coaches.
Something like that.
it's basically the Illinois Coaches Association for all the high school coaches. Okay, I can't believe I just forgot the name of it. So this way they run tournaments, they run seminars, they do all kinds of things for not just a couple of schools, but for the whole state of Illinois, correct?
Yes, it's amazing.
So, I mean, where was, you know, was that Heideke Lake? Give me the specs. How many kids? What was happening? Because you did pretty well, I heard. Woo-woo!
So, it was an individual tournament. So, there was two kids per boat, but you each weigh in three fish. You're fishing against each other. So, there's 52 kids total. It was during spawning time. So, of course, I was having the time of my life because I love bed fishing. ended up managing to come in first with 8 pounds, 1 ounce for three fish. And so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how did we do?
We won it.
Ooh, congratulations. And, you know,
thank you.
Heideke Lake can be a nice lake, and it's not a hot water lake. And by the way, it's ICAST. It's ICASSTT. Remember, it's the Illinois Coaches and Students State Tournament Trail. I had to start writing them all down here so I could get it out.
The tongue twister.
Yeah, but now, you know, this tournament's at Heideke Lake. And Heideke Lake is a cooling lake that has nothing there anymore to cool it. So it's a natural lake.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very different than fishing Braidwood or anything else because the water is much cooler than these other lakes. Even this time of the year, it's probably a little cooler. How did you approach that day?
So I live actually really close. I only live like 15 minutes away. So me and my dad went out and practiced a whole bunch, and we're just on the hunt for beds, and we marked a whole bunch, and we had a good game plan going in, and we were able to win.
Okay. But having a good game plan going in when you're tournament fishing usually means it doesn't work out.
Yeah, that is true.
Did yours
when
hold up?
Spawning, what?
Did yours hold up?
Yes, but only to their spawning. That is the only reason.
Okay. And out of all these, the kids that are in the tournament, the young anglers, you came in first, as you said. What was your total weight?
8 pounds, 1 ounce.
Ooh.
For three fish.
Three? That's not bad, my friend. That's, you know, right around three, a little under three, you know. Were they all small? Were they large or small or what?
Largies.
All the little piggies. What were you using? Creature bait? What? Give me some specs.
I was just using a green pumpkin strike king jig, 3/8 ounce.
Okay. And you cast it past the bed. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you
smack them, make them mad, and then boom.
And really, that's, I don't want to say that they're eating, for lack of a better term, you know, because they're on their beds, they're either making them or, but they're just trying to keep everybody off of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you can get, because there was a, some time ago, I was fishing, I saw a fish on a bed, and I literally threw every lure in my tackle box past that fish, and then it did a great job of ignoring it. This is why I said, you know, your best laid plans could go really, you know, in the tank. And so, I mean, it was the very last thing I had, and it was just a small little jig, and whack, he hit it. And I'm like, come on. After changing every lure in my tackle box? And it was almost like, I wonder if he knows I'm doing this, you know? But
he definitely did.
Yeah. What was your biggest fish that day?
It was 3-something. I don't know the exact weight, and I don't want
to
lie.
Okay, well, that's okay. That's all right. It's been a few weeks, and like I said, I've been on the road. But now, when you're fishing for these guys, are you going with lighter line because they're a lot shallower? What are you using to get these guys?
So I'm just using my flipping stick. I have 20-pound fluorocarbon on it.
Okay.
They're so focused on getting smacked by that jig and getting frustrated that I don't even think they care about the line.
Mm-hmm. This time of the year.
Yeah. They got tunnel vision.
Yeah, they see something coming and it's like, bam.
Yep.
Where was it? I was out fishing with Matt Milady. Oh, boy, I pulled that name out of the memory. Matt Milady up on the Kankakee River many years ago. And we were using a green pumpkin-colored creature. Looked like a salamander. And and he said that, he goes, you watch, these bass are going to go, these are all smallies. He said, these smallmouth are going to go crazy as you're pulling it near them, you know. And sure enough, boy, they saw that figure, and once again, I'm not necessarily exactly sure. I think they see color, and they see also not clear definition, but a definition, and they know that's a creature going to try to eat something that they're protecting. And man, those smallmouth just smacked it like a freight train, and I was like, "Wow, you know."
Mm-hmm. Smallmouth are the best fish to catch.
Oh God, yeah, they were. Okay, so you picked up 3 fish. Did you have to? Did you cull any?
Yeah, we called slowly throughout the day.
Oh, cool.
I'd go down and I'd find more beds pop up, and I'm like, oh, sweet. So, but I probably spent like an hour on each bed. So, took a little bit of time.
So total, what was the number of fish that you caught?
Oh, God. Too many?
Too.
I mean, just enough.
Just enough to win.
There's no such thing as too many. I take that back.
I want you to know, if people are listening to this in the morning on Chauncey's Great Outdoors radio show or on the stream, they probably having a sip of their coffee and they just, too many fish. That's so cool. Now, the thing is, you know, you're using the fluorocarbon, which the fluorocarbon, basically, when it's in the water, it melts. You really don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which I like fluorocarbon, and I also like, I don't think they make it anymore, but there's a company that made a camouflage monofilament line, and I loved using it because when it was in the water, they couldn't see it. You couldn't see it, they couldn't see it. But the problem was, try tying a knot in that when it's not sunny out. You can't see it,
yeah.
You know? It's really, you know, not that well. So you cull throughout the day, you get through. Did you have an idea of you were close to winning?
About halfway through the day, I would, like, pass by people and ask them how they're doing. So, like, that's what you do on the water. You just check in with other people. And I'm like, oh, shoot. Everyone's got, like, 6 pounds. Like, okay. So then after a while, we focused on the kid on the back of our boat and taught him a whole bunch of things, taught him how to skip a Senko, just simple stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And he was able to catch a fish too. So that was really exciting because that was one of his first bass ever. So.
Now this is everybody. Kaya just said why I love having her on the show. She's fishing a tournament. She's got her 3 in the live well. And her partner in the back who's fishing on his own. It's not a team event. Isn't having a good day. So she spends the time to show him how to do things So he caught a fish he could bring to the scale, right?
Mm-hmm. He also caught an 8-pound striper. He was pretty excited about that one.
Yeah, I would too. That would also be lunch later on in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Wow. That is so cool that you did that for him. That really, that, yes, congratulations to you. Now, you said you're using a flippin' stick. Which one were you using?
I was using a Kage. It's a medium heavy. It was a 7-6.
Mm-hmm.
It is my broomstick, and it is my favorite rod ever. I love flipping. But
cool, cool. And, of course, you're using the reels or Daiwa?
Oh, yeah. Oh, everything's yeah. Daiwa. Down to the line.
Down the line is all Daiwa, you know. Well, mm-hmm. You know, that's really kind of cool that you're able to work it, set the hook, pull them in there. I know you got tournaments throughout the summer because you're going to be going to college this mm-hmm. fall, and you want to be fishing for a team, correct?
Yes. Southwestern Michigan.
Oh, man, I want to go. Kai, I just my whole heart just melted because I want to be back in the woods of Michigan. Beautiful place.
Well, I'm excited. Well, it's so beautiful, the campus.
Yes, you are going to have to keep us posted and informed of everything you're doing out there because it's going to be very important that we keep an eye on you because you are definitely going to be one of the top fishermen in the bass fishing industry.
Well, thank you. I'm flattered.
No, you're already there, just what you did to help your buddy in the back of the boat. Good job. Good job. I'm impressed I know you. Wow. I could say, oh, yeah, I talked to her a long time ago, you know? That's so cool. I'm just so happy for you that you did that. Well,
thank
I mean,
you.
Are you going to be setting up, like, a you know, page where people can follow you or anything in the future?
Yeah, I'm trying to build a platform right now. All I have is Instagram currently.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and if somebody wants to follow you on Instagram, what do they do?
They just spell out my name, Kaya Ziga. K-A-I-Y-A-Z-I-G-A.
Kaya Ziger, a phenomenal young angler who's going to be doing a lot more, and you're going to hear about it here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Kaya, congratulations on your win, and, you know, I know we always don't win, but that's okay because it's called fishing. It's not called catching.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Kaya, we'll keep a post on you, all right?
All right. It sounds good. Thank you, Chauncey.
Yeah, you're welcome. Kaya Ziger. Boys and girls? I think you figured out why I really like talking to this girl. She's got her act together, and she's got a heart not just for fishing, but to help our other anglers out. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
Waterworks Marine has the full line of 2023 Lund and Low boats powered by a Mercury outboard at a price you can afford. But don't wait, they're going fast. Waterworks Marine has Lund and Low fishing boats powered by a Mercury outboard at prices no other dealer across the country can match. If you want a quality pontoon boat powered by a Mercury outboard, they have that for you. Maybe you want a fiberglass fishing boat? Waterworks Marine has that Lund Fiberglass Pro V GL fiberglass fishing boat just waiting for you to take out on the water. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop by there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them, hey, Chauncey sent me. Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held a new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa, with new features like a one-piece monocoque frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel. Add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2. So you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
This is another super deal from Waterworks Marine. They are offering up to $5,000 rebates on select models of Lund boats and up to $4,500 on select models of Low boats. This offer is only good till June 30th. Waterworks Marine wants to get you on the water with their fun certified boats that they sell right there at Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. When you go out there, stop and tell them Chauncey sent you.
If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Low dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Wren Lake Area Tourism at WrenLake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie.
Welcome back, everybody, to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're enjoying the show with Kaya Zinga, and great. She's just a fantastic young woman. Unbelievable. And then Tim Mondel from the Forest Preserves about everybody going out because it's free fishing weekend this weekend in Illinois. Free fishing. You got to obey the laws and the side restrictions and all of that stuff, but you don't need a license. So that means get out and do it. And then, of course, Captain Tony, once again, you know, he does these 2 and 4 people charters to go out on a lake at a little reduced price there. You need to check it out because if you can't get your 6 buddies together and you only get a couple, get back out there and catch some salmon. Put them on the grill when you get home. Great Father's Day meal to me, if you ask me. Okay, let's talk a couple of things. First of all, the Aiden Fishing Report, sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. You want to get that special deal for June? Tell them Chauncey sent you. They'll tell you all about it. Okay. Aiden says, Papa, Uncle Tom went to Lake Erie, and he went to the wrong spot because they had a mayfly hatch, and nothing was biting. So he moved back. Oh, he drove all the way east, and then he moved back to where Ohio, Canada, and Michigan all come close together, and they had some better success there using pink and purple crawler harnesses. I hope he stops by with a couple fillets for me. He owes me a couple. Dad and I went, and we checked out some salmon off of White Lake in Muskegon, and it was really, 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 that's how he wrote it, really slow. So we went bass and bluegill fishing and had a blast. The bluegills were around piers and shallows, and I caught one every 20 seconds. It was fun. We had a minnow on a under a bobber, and when it would drift close to the weeds, we would get a hit, but no big fish, between 8 and 10 inches, but it was fun to catch them. I'll see you in a few weeks, your professional bluegill angler. Oh, he's not a hockey star this week. Your professional bluegill angler and grandson, Aiden. And once again, that's sponsored to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Perch season opened Friday back in Illinois waters. Didn't get much reports from anybody, which kind of intrigued me. I was like, oh, nobody talking about it? Okay. Maybe we'll get some over the weekend. I'm going to be up at the Park Falls area of Wisconsin for the Customer Appreciation Day for St. Croix Rods. We were invited up there, so we're going to take a ride. So once again, don't forget the free fishing days. You don't need licenses, stamps, or anything like that. Braidwood Lake is still really warm. Really warm. And, you know, if you catch any bass, release them. If you catch a catfish, throw it in your live well and bring it home for dinner. They are great tasting out of Braidwood, folks. It's really good meat on those fish. But water's really warm. Be careful when you're catching those bass. Don't hold them. Catch and release and be very kind to them. Up on the chain of lakes, catfish are doing pretty well. Stink, roaches, some crawlers are doing well. Pretty much anything that's got a smell to it, I think. On the bottom, crappie, small jigs, moved a little bit deeper, though. Yeah, I would try some minnows, too, along the shoreline. I would start that about 3 in the afternoon after, because I got a couple reports that guys in the later day, on a cloudy later day, got some crappies in that area. And we're looking for some walleye. My buddy Timmy said that he found them on the Lake Point in Marie on a slip bobber with either a leech or a good-sized minnow. Whoa, that fluke snuck up on me real quick this morning. And like to leave you with a Native American proverb, and this one comes from my friend Apen Sui Majawat. It says, man belongs to the earth. The earth does not belong to man. Let me repeat that. Man belongs to the earth. The earth does not belong to man. Think about that one today. Once again, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there, and happy Father's Day to the stand-in dads, the coaches, the scout leaders, the tutors, everybody that helps a young person out. Thank you for being a stand-in dad. I think so. There's a lot of them out there. Make sure you help them. We'll see you next week on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.